very special evening for us at Awaken the Dream Radio, and I'd like to just get right into our interview tonight. Our topic this evening, or titled the show, is Messages from the Resistance, and it is my honor to introduce Cobra. Cobra is a code name for the writer of Portal 2012 blog. And Cobra's identity must remain veiled for now for various reasons. Cobra is a messenger for the resistance movement. Cobra himself or herself may or may not be part of the resistance movement. We'll try and get a little clarity on that. What is important is the message and not the messenger. Human mind usually associates given messages with perceived characteristics of the messenger, and this tends to cloud its objectivity. And so we don't have too much more to report, so we'll go ahead and introduce to our listeners Cobra. Cobra, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Thank you for inviting me to this interview.
Well, we appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. I'm just going to jump right in, just in asking about what the resistance movement is exactly.
The resistance movement is actually, I would say, a civilization or a culture which is living below the physical surface of this planet in underground cities of light. And their purpose is liberation of this planet. That's why they are here. Actually, they arrived, most of them arrived to this planet a little bit more than 10 years ago, when there was a strong conflict between the underground Agartha network, which was a positive civilization, and the negative military forces, which were allied with the reptilian race in deep underground military bases. And the resistance movement came to support the light forces, cleared the underground military bases, and now it's about to assist us in liberating also the surface of this planet.
So, Cobra, give us an idea of how the resistance is structured, and who makes up the resistance. Now, I imagine it's, you know, most certainly embodied humans, but there are other aspects and other support outside of embodied humans involved, right?
Actually, the resistance movement is in constant contact with positive extraterrestrial races, especially with the Pleiadians. And they receive guidance from them. We have the number of the resistance movement personnel is not always the same. It varies between 20 and 70 million, depending on the planetary situation. And most of them are situated underground, and they have a little bit, a small number of their agents on the surface of the planet. And some of those agents are infiltrated inside the system, inside the network of the Cabal, and they're looking for the light. They're actually preparing the surface of the planet for actual liberation itself.
So, Cobra, how did the resistance come about and establish the contact with the Pleiadians and everything else?
Actually, there is a planet which is orbiting the sun. It belongs to the same solar system. It is called Planet X. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with Nibiru, to clarify this. It is an actual planet which is orbiting this this sun in an orbit which is further away, much further away than Pluto. And up until quite recently, the whole solar system was occupied by the Cabal and by the negative aliens. And then the surface of the population on Planet X decided to liberate themselves. They actually had their own liberation process, and this liberation process was assisted by the Pleiadians. And after they have managed to throw off the Cabal from the planet, they have proceeded through the solar system. They have cleared many bases that were under the surface of Mars, on the surface of the moon, on the satellites of Saturn, and some other locations. And at the final stage, they have entered the deep underground military base on this planet, cleared those spaces, and now they're ready to approach the surface.
Kober, how did your role with the Resistance come about?
Many years ago, I have published some intel that turned out to be quite sensitive, and that made the cabal a little bit crazy. They attacked me, and as soon as they attacked me, or shall I say very soon after that, the Resistance made a certain form of contact with me. They explained to me what was going on, because I had no idea about the cabal at that time, no idea what's going on with the planet. And they gave me some guidance and some training, and this started my long cooperation with them. Actually, this was not my first contact with them, but I would say that my active conscious cooperation started then. And then I think it was about a little bit less than 2 years ago, they asked me to start a blog, which I have started, because they said the time is approaching that the planetary surface needs to be liberated. And they gave me instructions exactly how to start a blog, what to write about. And as you can see, the whole project is quite successful.
Absolutely. And so tell us, what is, you know, what needs to be happening right now, and how does your role play into all of that?
I am the spokesperson for the Resistance movement to the surface population of this planet. I am giving information that is given to me by them, giving guidance and instructions to prepare the surface population for the event, for the liberation itself. So this is my role. And my role will change at the event. It will not stay the same.
So, Kober, where are we currently in terms of succeeding in overcoming the obstacles of the darker alien agendas as a collective?
Okay, basically, if we speak about the dark alien agendas, we have been extremely successful. The Resistance movement has managed with a positive ET forces to clear all negative ET races. Many of those races have crossed over into the light. Some of the individuals have to be taken to the central sun for restructuring. And the only negative alien presence is those who have come to this planet and are now living on the surface of this planet and are infiltrated inside the system itself. Some of them came to this planet many lifetimes ago, but some of them came to this planet as late as the late 90s in the so-called Congo invasion. So we have many beings who don't belong to this planet and are here assisting the cabal in their control agenda. And this hasn't been cleared yet.
Mm-hmm. As I've gone through your blog site, it would appear that the Resistance has made tremendous headway. Talk to us about how that's shaping up, because I read that and then I look at other things in the news and this and that, and I'm not sure I'm seeing exactly how that's playing out.
Yes, there is constant headway all the time. But you need to understand that many things are happening behind the scenes and are not being reported by the mainstream media, because, of course, the mainstream media are under control of the cabal. So many things have happened already, and you will see no reports about them in the mainstream media, and just a little report in the alternative media, because, as well, the alternative media is under control to a great degree, or manipulated by the great degree.
So can you talk to us a little bit about your view on the return of the goddess and how that's going to assist in shifting things?
Actually, return of the goddess energy is crucial to the planetary liberation. The goddess energy, which is the pure aspect of the feminine in this universe, has been artificially suppressed on this planet to a certain degree for the last 25,000 years, to much greater degree in the last 5,000 years, and completely in the last 2,000 years or so. And this was the main controlling factor the cabal used to suppress humanity, because when the goddess principle is fully present, and manifested on the physical plane, human beings cannot be enslaved. Somebody who has fully activated the goddess presence inside of her or his being cannot be enslaved, cannot be manipulated, and is a free being. So the return of the goddess energy is one of the key elements of the planetary liberation.
So explain to us the role of gold and what's happened with that dynamic in all of this now.
Yes, this is another key element in the whole process, especially regarding the financial system. For the most of human history, as long as the financial system was operational, gold had a very important role. Gold was actually underwriting or supporting the financial system until 1971, completely. And then the cabal started this experiment with fiat money, which was not actually fiat money because gold was still secretly underwriting the system until 2 years ago, when the resistance movement removed all the gold from the hands of the cabal. And this put the cabal into great trouble because they had nothing to support their system, and their system is falling apart. And as you can read in the news today, the Federal Reserve has a problem to return to Germany their gold. They have managed to find 5 tons of gold over 1 year period, which is extremely little concerning the whole world reserve, gold reserves. And now we are in the final phase because in the mainstream media, you can start reading reports that the gold price is being manipulated. And when this becomes mainstream knowledge, the whole house of cards will fall apart. And this is a crucial procedure that needs to take place before the financial reset.
I was wondering if you could tell us about the current Archon leader and what that looks like and how it's manifesting.
Basically, that's an individual that came to this planet through a teleportation chamber in late 1995 in Congo, and then moved to a certain location, which I will not disclose, but that location is quite close to Rome. And that being has extensive network of contacts, especially through Jesuits, through Opus Dei, through Knights of Malta. And he's actually controlling the whole network because of his occult knowledge and understanding of the planetary situation. He is the one who has the most intel on the dark side of the whole situation. That being will be removed from the planets in a quite near future and will not be able to continue with his work anymore.
So, Cobra, is there a challenge? I mean, what's the challenge right now with all of this? Does it look like the forces of the resistance and liberation, like there could be something that could trip up that movement, or is it pretty much anchor, lock, and sealed? We're going to come out on top of this.
The progress of light is unstoppable. It cannot be stopped. It can only be delayed, as you have all experienced the last few years. And this is simply, there are many factors in this. Number one is the human factor. Number two is that humanity has been taken hostage. And it is not easy to disentangle the situation in a way that the hostages will not be harmed. So we have to proceed cautiously in order not to create more harm than good. So this is why it takes so long.
So in the face of things like Fukushima and chemtrails and the assaults on our physical body, how are we still going to be able to expand into higher Earth energies if our physical bodies are being compromised?
This is a temporary situation. After the event, there will be drastic healing available to remove the toxins, to reinstate balance and harmony in the physical bodies and also in our higher bodies. So all the situations we are experiencing right now are just temporary. It will not be something that will determine our destiny in the long run.
Cobra, give us, take us into the energetic of what the event will actually be and how it's going to be brought about?
The event is actually the moment of compression breakthrough. And compression breakthrough is the moment when the light from above and the light from below meet in the middle. Light from above is the presence of positive versus reactive races. Light from below is the presence of the resistance movement. And when the two lights meet in the middle is the surface of the planet. And that will be the moment where many things will happen. Number one is the financial reset that everybody's talking about. It will happen at that exact moment. It will happen in a very specific way. The resistance movement will simply activate the virus, which is now already present in the central banking system, a computer virus. And as you know, the central banks communicate through the computer network, which is, appears to be secure, but it's actually not. So the resistance movement will activate that virus, and the central banks will not be able to communicate with each other, and this will shut down the current financial system for some time. The second thing that will happen will be the arrest of the members of the cabal. And the third thing that will happen is will be that the light forces will take control over the mass media and start spreading real information. And when everybody will be able to see and watch the truth on TV, they will begin to awaken. And after some time, this will, of course, lead to various developments inside of humanity that will lead to the new age. The new, I would say the new cycle for humanity with new advanced technologies, with spiritual awakening, and of course with the first contact with other positive races across the universe. And this threat will finally be able to be joining the Enlightened Galactic Society. So this is a brief overview of what is waiting for us.
Now, give us an idea. I mean, I understand that there are, you know, variables in this, but is there a time frame, a projected time frame for this, or what are you and the resistance thinking about that?
I do not want to speak about time frames for various reasons. Number one, the time frames can always change because of the free will of everybody involved. And the second reason, I would not wish to give the Dark Cabal the information about this. Of course, they are listening and they are making their plans. And it is not a type of information that I would like to release right now.
Cobra, can you tell us about what the resistance movement, how the resistance movement has liberated other planets?
It is a standard protocol for most planets simply because the population of those planets is much more away than the human population. This standard protocol cannot be used for this planet because the surface population is much more asleep. And the key element of liberating every planet is dissemination of truth through the mass media or through any type of media that exists on the planet. For this planet, the key element is Internet. Internet was designed and developed with the guidance from the resistance in the 1970s with the purpose of liberating this planet. That was the main idea why Internet was developed. And Internet will have the key role, and it already has a key role in liberating humanity and preparing humanity for that liberation.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the leader of the resistance movement has been up against working here on Earth?
I know that person personally. He is my good friend, and he is a very positive, very good, and very strong being. He has a deep understanding of how the surface of the planet works, and he was actually one of the main people who designed the plan that some people have been talking about. There were parts of this plan that a certain individual by the name of Drake was talking about in the, his early radio broadcast when he was still in contact with one of the agents of the resistance. But there is much more to this. And he will be in a certain way involved in rebuilding of the human society after the event.
Cobra, give us an idea if there are listeners listening to this now that don't know much about the resistance, that haven't heard about you or your role. What what's the call to action for someone that's just not quite immersed in all of this yet, but is now being presented with this or coming across this information?
Number one, I would say educate yourself. You can get much information on my blog, and you can also explore the internet. There is much information available. Number two, I would say use your discernment and train your discernment to discern truth from this info, because there is an information war going on, and you have to use your own intuition and your own logical mind to get the truth. And number three, take action in any way possible. There are many ways people can take action to assist in the planetary liberation. And, of course, each individual is unique, and you need to listen to your own inner guidance. This drive has to come from inside. It is not something I told you to do. It is something that needs to come from inside.
Yes, absolutely. Do you see a bifurcation happening, though? A lot of people talk about that, where some move on and some remain trapped. Or is this something that we're all going to be experiencing together?
This bifurcation is a temporary phenomenon which always happens when a chaotic system goes through a transition phase. But in the long run, we are all going through a transformation. And the key moment of the transformation will be when the mass media are liberated, and then the truth will be distributed to the mass media. And at that point, nobody will be able to deny the truth.
So people have so many, you know, the fear machine is in full force. And so, you know, what can you say to people that are, you know, really just don't know how to deal with what they're hearing about the Fukushima radiation, what they're learning about chemtrails, the whole Monsanto and GMO and everything like that? I mean, these are things that are bringing people down into a very deep fear space. What can help people not get lost in all of that?
The main problem is that this information is not presented in a balanced perspective. Number one, many of those things are exaggerated, and some of them are also disinfo. And number two, most of articles writing about those things do not present solutions. So people need to have a balanced perspective that includes solutions to those problems.
So, Cobra, I mean, how – and I hear and understand what you're saying, but how do people then get, you know, the real information? I mean, you know, I use my body as a barometer and this and that, but I mean, still, there's so much information out there or disinformation out there. How does discernment kick in, and how do we know what we're believing is true?
Basically, you need to train yourself. And you can start training yourself in your own life situations every day. What your own guidance is telling you about your basic life situations every day. And if you train your guidance, it will get better and better. And then you can apply the same principle to the information you read on the internet. And also educate yourself about every area of human endeavor, about science, about art, about everything. And then you will have a broader perspective and more understanding, and you will be able to see this information very clearly.
That's awesome. So in this shift time that we're in, when we actually do move into higher Earth energies, does this mean that we are free of the life-death cycle? I mean, what does it really look like once we're there?
It's a gradual process. This reincarnation or recycling process has been instituted by the Archons in the way that's presented here on this planet. So this will change. We will be able to choose the length of our lifespan by our own will, and you will be able to renew our bodies. And some people will choose to ascend to higher dimensions that will transcend the physical body. So it will be a process that will have many options available, and nobody will be forced to incarnate ever again.
So in this process and in this shift, those of us that go through it, I mean, what does it, you know, here we are in this reality where the true nature of what we're doing is so different than what it's going to be. So then what is it going to be like? I mean, you know, here, so much of what I do as an embodied human now has to do with assisting the collective in its evolution. I don't think I'll have that same purpose after the event or after the shift, would I?
Actually, this will continue. After the event, there will be much to do. Humanity will need a lot of healing. It will be actually, then the real work will start, but it will be much more exciting because much easier. Because there will be no more dark forces hindering our progress. We'll be able to express the potential of life fully, and that was never possible on this planet in the last 25,000 years.
So what can what is the best way that we can really, really step it up? I mean, I know it's all about inner work, but is there anything you can share with our listeners that can help them to connect with the best type of solution, since there's a lot of reversal codes out there and people are gravitating towards new age deceptions? What's a good grounding and anchoring point for people to go on to really, really start this process?
Okay, I would suggest everybody to participate in the portal openings, because if you reach a critical mass of people doing some activations, doing those activations, we can influence the planetary situation. And also, of course, to join our weekly liberation meditation every Sunday. If we get a larger number of people doing that, we can again influence the planetary situation. There have been scientific studies made on the effect of those mass activations and meditations, and it has been scientifically proven that we can change the situation on this planet.
So, let's just, I know I already brought up fear once, but I'm going to come back to it. So, speak to us a little bit about the role of fear, and once we step into this, this information of yours and of the resistance and taking a look at everything from that perspective, what's the healthy role for fear?
Okay, fear is just a signal that there is certain disharmony and you need to take a look at the situation. And when you go beyond your comfort zone every day a little bit at a time, you will be able to handle your fears. And when the fear arises, it will be just an indication that there might be a certain situation that needs you to be alert and deal with the situation consciously. It will not be a blocking factor anymore. And if you use fear in that way, fear will begin to dissolve and move away from your life.
Just a quick follow-up on this. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that wonder why you, you know, have to be so anonymous. And so is – and in this day and age of NSA and everything that they know about all of us, I mean, if they wanted you – out of the picture, would they really, just because we do the voice modulation and, you know, all the precautions you've taken, is it really protecting you if they really wanted you out of the way?
Basically, I have a protection from the resistance movement. Resistance movement is protecting me against the key members of the cabal. But they cannot protect me against every crazy individual that is out there. So this is one of the reasons I need to modulate my voice, and also to protect my privacy.
And I like also how you said, you know, it's about the message, not the messenger. And I just have to ask your perspective, because, you know, Gnosticism, you know, explains creation like it was an error, you know, some kind of big mistake happened that led to where we are today. What's your viewpoint? Do you feel that this is all, everything a part of the divine plan, or are we dealing with a big error that we're trying to fix that happened in the beginning?
I would agree with Gnostic teachings, because they are the last remnant of the true teachings that were basically destroyed by the Archons. And it is true, there was a certain error in the creation which happened at a certain stage, and we are now correcting that error. And as you can see, it's not that easy. We are working on it, and we have not yet been absolutely successful. But yes, there was a certain error, and yes, there is a correction to this error taking place right now.
Thank you.
And so, you know, as we watch everything unfold, it's a little hard to wrap around, you know.